All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Just got into a little conversation with our lead engineer, Tom, in the kitchen, and poet from WPGC. Tom had a piece of chicken. So we were talking about poet's dog, Savage, and whether Savage would, if Savage was here, whether Savage would savagely tear into the piece of chicken that Tom had. This is the kind of things that you live for around here. Any way that we can get away from talking about what we normally talk about is a nice, fresh change of pace. But we are here on this Wednesday afternoon of week one, day before week one, and the NFL season begins. By the way, did you see that the NFL is not going to be able to do the Friday night Brazil or Friday night wherever opener next year? As they did last year and as they are doing this Friday night between the Chiefs and the Chargers.
It's because of the traffic?
No, it's not because of the traffic. It's because of the weird sports broadcasting act, law, whatever, of 1961 that's being challenged right now in Congress. But it's like the calendar that protects high school and college football. I think it's from the second Friday of the month of September until like the second Friday of the month of December or whatever the rule is. Doesn't matter. Nobody cares. That is why the NFL never did games on Friday up until 2 years ago when the calendar changed and they were able to start a little bit earlier. But I guess next year, and I haven't thought this far, I just read it this morning, that they're not going to be able to do that. And to which I say, I mean, of course, they're going to expand from what, 8 international games? This year, I think it's 8, to probably 12 or 16 next year. I would think 12, but maybe it's a full 16. I don't know. The bottom line is, I'm celebrating that because I was so looking forward to not. I have a life. You know, I enjoy time away from football. I love football. I enjoy time away from football. I was looking forward to this Friday night, and I was like, oh, yeah. That's right. Got to watch the Chiefs and the Chargers. Now, I mean, is that the worst thing in the world? No. But I want to have a cocktail or two and not pay attention to anything. Right? So I'm happy celebrating that next year on the first Friday night of the NFL season, it will be a void. It will be an empty. I'm happy that Roger Goodell and his minions can't benefit from something. Happy. That's me. I know I'm miserable, but that's me. All right, so here's one thing. Let's do this. Before we get into what Nikki did, and I want to read it for you and set it up, let's get to Tony in D.C. here on line one to get Tony aboard so you don't have to wait any longer. Tone, thanks for being patient. How are you?
What's up, Ruzu? This is Aries Tony.
My guy.
Hey, Chris, let me talk to you.
Let me talk to you.
Hey, look, I'm going to the game Sunday, so tell your man at the board that my daughter is a big Giant fan, so she's going to be representing New York while I be representing the good old DMV.
Well, this is a good thing. All right, let's slow down here for a second. So you're being a good dad. You're taking your daughter to the game, even though she is, let's just say, misguided in her fandom, right? And she is a Giants fan,
let
right?
Let me correct you. No, she's taking me to the game.
Oh!
She's taking me to the game.
Oh!
So, in other words, I told her she wants to take me to the game, so I say, thank you very much. So, you really want to watch your team lose in person, that's all right. You know, I have no problem with
I'm sorry. I maybe misconstrued, you know, age, whatever. Okay, so she's taking you to the game as a Giants fan. So she's paying, right?
Yeah.
But you're not. You're allowed to root for your team, the Commanders.
Oh yeah, most definitely, because I'm still the parent.
Right. She's not going to be angry with you when Jaden Daniels dances all over Paulson Adebo, they had Xavier McKinney, but they let him go. That's right. I forgot the Giants are in the business of letting really good football players go. She's not going to be upset at you when Terry McLaurin dances all over Paulson Adebo for a 52-yard touchdown and a win for the Burgundy and Gold, correct?
If she want to get home, she better not be angry with me.
There you go, Aries Tony.
But what do you think? You think we're going to activate all four of our running backs for Sunday?
Struggled with this, as I talked about, you know, yesterday and all last week. I think it's last year they, unless I'm forgetting a game that they did because of injury concern, 99% sure they only did three all year long, including the playoffs. So I think, but I think it could be different this year in that all four of these guys can help you on special teams, whereas Robinson couldn't really help you much on special teams last year. So I think there's a better possibility, but I would put it at no better than 50-50 as to whether Bill, and because I think it'll be Bill, that gets pushed aside if they stick with three. I would say right now it's, again, I would say 50-50, but I don't believe it's better than that until Dan Quinn comes out and says, which I don't think he would answer if and when reporters ask him, hey, are you planning on having four running backs active on you know, and they may have asked him, I think they may have asked him that today. I got to double check the transcript when it comes out, but they may have asked him that and he danced around it, but I got to double check that.
Hey, Chris, do me a favor. You know how you used to, back in the day, you used to tease Jimmy Butler about playoff Jimmy?
Yeah.
Can we call Bill? Bill will little syllable to it, like, Bill! Bill, like this.
Little Bill.
Throw it like a little. What? Yeah, throw a little bit on it. And one more thing, Chris. You know, like Lamp said, I would, as far as receiver, I wish they would have kicked, at least kicked the tires with Amari Cooper, because I think he could have helped us in the red zone. For real.
Yeah, but he wound up back with the Raiders.
He went back to the Raiders.
Yeah. He'll be here on week three if he makes it to that point. Yeah. I was not disappointed by that. I'm not a big Amari Cooper fan, so I never have been. So I was not personally disappointed by that. But I understand. Thank you, Tony. I have a great time at the game, brother, and I acknowledge you, my tribal chief. There you go. Were you with me that day that we found that song about Bill, like a Motown oldie song? Or was that Metal Chris? I can't remember.
It may
have been.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Okay.
And it sounds like something I would remember.
Yeah. It may be in one of the folders. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But it's an oldies, Motown. I forget the name of the title again because it's been a hellacious last couple of weeks. But we played it, and it's just got such a cool, groovy, old school sound. I'll get you the
Don't
actual...
Bless Me With Bill by the Marvelettes.
Yes, that. There you go.
There we go.
There you go. That's the song. Atta boy. Good job finding that. But maybe we can do that. Just every time Bill does something good, we can celebrate by playing the Bill song. What is the official title of the song? Don't Mess With Bill?
Don't Mess With Bill.
Don't Mess With Bill. Don't Mess With Bill. All right, here's Nikki Javala of The Athletic now, no longer with The Washington Post, in case you weren't aware. So, in full disclosure, I heard this on The Kevin Sheehan Show on the way in while I was dealing with horrific traffic. And I immediately texted Nikki, and I was kind of not celebrating, but I was admiring her bold, brave take. Her bold, brave spin on things. And her reasoning, because she predicted the Commanders to essentially be 8-9 this year. What? Now, their projected win total, according to The Athletic, is 8.8, which is more closer to 9 than it is to 8. Okay? But she said on Sheehan's show, her prediction, even though it's her byline in the description, was 8-9. But again, analytically, they're projected by The Athletic to win 8.8 games, again, which is closer to 9 than 8. So it depends on how you kind of spin it. But she basically agreed with Kev, or when Kevin, when she said Ayton, or I think it was Kevin that said it, or maybe she said it. However that happened, I forget. 8 and 9. I was like, whoa. Okay. If the Commanders are 8 and 9 this year, that is a huge disappointment. It's not impossible. Not impossible. Is it likely? I would say, no, it's not likely. Apparently, they do in The Athletic, in this piece, about a week ago or so, they do projected wins 8.8, and then they do a verdict. And the verdict for the Commanders was just right. So Nikki wrote, the Commanders are all in after trading for Laremy Tunsil and receiver Deebo Samuel and beefing up their defensive line in the offseason, but they have plenty of uncertainty. The offensive line was in flux for all of training camp because of injuries, and still are because of Sam Cosmi, and their two top receivers, Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown, were out because of contract and health issues. Washington had the fortune of good health last year, but never is that guaranteed, especially with the NFL's oldest roster. Add in a brutal travel schedule, two West Coast trips, a game in Madrid, and the season finale at the Link in Philly, and the Commanders could easily have a down year. But then again, they have Jaden Daniels, a player who has so far proved he alone can make all the difference. So how about that? Nikki Javala of The Athletic says the Commanders could easily have a down year. They could be 8 and 9. I would think she might be the only media personality that is predicting them to be sub 500. To which I say, again, that is a bold and brave spin from Nikki Javala. So kudos to her, because you know she's going to catch a lot of crap for that, because that's how this fan base works. This fan base tries to diminish you if you, you know, trust me, from somebody who's made a living out of this, they try and diminish you for being honest. Nikki's spin, and I confirmed it with her just to make sure, is, hey, ma'am, as she wrote in The Athletic, a lot of brutal travel. Here's what she didn't write that I'll add to that. A lot of brutal travel and a bunch of short weeks, including next week, Sunday afternoon at 4-ish to Thursday night in Green Bay. Sure, it's only a 2-hour flight, but it's an hour drive from the hotel. 50 minutes. But there could be traffic. You're not coming in on a Sunday morning at 8:30. You're coming in on a Thursday afternoon at 3 or 3:30 from Appleton, Wisconsin to Green Bay. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Anyway, that's one short week. Then they play two Monday night games in the month of October. Each one of those is another short week. And the Chicago Monday nighter in early October turns into a long road trip to Dallas just 5 days later. Now, again, whether Dallas is going to be good, I don't know. I don't know. We'll discuss tomorrow. But, yeah, that. Then you have the Kansas City Chiefs Monday nighter. And a game the next Sunday. I believe that's a Sunday night game at home against Seattle. Or maybe it's Denver. I can't remember. I'm not looking directly at the schedule. Then you have the Madrid game against the Dolphins. They're going to go out early, so they should have plenty of time to adjust body clock-wise and whatever. But it's still a road game technically, even though there'll be plenty of Commanders fans. You're in a different country. Lord knows what could happen. It's just a different environment. And then, on top of that, you have another Sunday night game. I think it's in early December against Denver or Seattle, whichever one is not first. I just can't remember. I got to look up the schedule. Can't remember everything, guys. And then you have another super short week, although This is the ultimate super short week in that you're going to play on a Sunday afternoon, and then you're going to play Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Not even Thursday night at 8 o'clock. You're going to play 7 hours earlier against the Cowboys on Christmas Day. Ah, there you go, AMAC. Thank you. Seattle week 9. So that's that Sunday 11-2, correct?
Yes.
So that's after the Chiefs Monday night game at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Travel back, short week already, because yes. It's Monday night, late Monday night to Sunday. But they do play, right now it's scheduled for a Sunday night game. Mm-hmm. It could be flexed earlier, depending on, you know, the flex scheduling, whatever.
When does the flex scheduling kick in, though?
I think it's like week 7 or week 8 or something. It's pretty early for Sunday night football. Mm-hmm. But then you have the other Sunday night game, which you said is week 13 against Denver, right? That's late November, early December? Is that right?
I don't know how many days are in November. Is it 30 or 31? It's 30th. Yeah. November 30th.
Okay. So November 30th. Then you have another game the next week because your bye comes after the Madrid game. So you come back from the bye, you play the Sunday night game, right, against Denver. Then you play, of course, the following Sunday, which is a normal length week, but because you're playing late Sunday night, it's a little bit shorter, whatever. Okay, fine. You can deal with that. That's kind of sort of normal. But then you play the next Sunday. But then going into the Cowboy game on Christmas Day, right? Who do they have the previous weekend?
They have Philly on a Saturday.
Oh, it is Philly on a Saturday. Okay, so they're not playing Sunday to Thursday. They're playing Philly on Saturday at home. Okay, gotcha. Still,
after playing our Giants. I'm sorry, my Giants.
Still, I'm going to let you slide on that. Still, that is a brutal schedule. That is a brutal travel schedule and quick turnarounds. This is what happens when you get really good, guys. When you have a scintillating quarterback, you get screwed by the NFL. You get screwed over and over and over again by the NFL because the NFL doesn't care about competitive fairness. They care about ratings and money. That's all they care about. They don't care about health. They don't care about recovery. They don't care about injured lists. They don't care about anything other than television ratings and getting the most popular teams and the most popular quarterbacks on national TV unopposed. That's what they care about. So is Nicky Javala crazy for thinking 8-9? Is she crazy for thinking 8-9 based on largely a better, and she didn't really go into it, but she mentioned the brutal travel schedule. I mentioned the quick turnarounds. They're also playing much better opponents this year, much better quarterbacks this year. Is 8-9 even remotely fair? Is it remotely possible in your eyes? And of course it is if Jaden gets hurt for any length of time. But let's just use the Jaden stays relatively healthy. I don't know, maybe he misses one game and plays 16 out of 17 games. Is 8-9 even a consideration in your eyes, as it is in Nikki's eyes? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming back, I'll tell you why 8-9 is and isn't a possibility. Next, on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Come and join us. All right, two things that I got to get to here before the bottom of the hour. But first, I got to tell you guys, this week, perfect game plan, right? You watch your Thursday night game, you watch the Friday night game on Yahoo or YouTube or whatever the hell they're doing to make more money. I think it's YouTube. You watch college football Saturday. And then on Sunday, you got the Commanders, you got the Giants. I believe that's a Fox game. I believe that's Tom Brady. I thought I saw that. But then what you want to do is after the Commanders and Giants, you want to turn to CBS and you want to watch the CBS national game because it's CBS doubleheader weekend. And you want to do that on either CBS or Paramount Plus because they're our friends. And we want to tell you that Football Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, so I got to ask this. Hey, Mac, you had a wild reaction, like you were very upset about something. Was it something that I did or something that you saw on TV or what?
No, it's just technical difficulties behind the scene here that making me want to punch something, but we're all good.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't do something to annoy you.
No. Because
you know me. I care about your feelings. I want to make sure that I stay out of the Chateau Bow Wow.
I appreciate you.
The AMAC Chateau Bow Wow. You know what that is?
No. What is that?
It's the doghouse. Chateau Bow Wow. French.
Dog. Dog to that.
Dog.
Terrible.
You never heard that?
No. Chateau Bow Wow.
Yeah, the Chateau Bow Wow. Look it up. Look it up. And by the way, by request, I want to hear Don't Mess With Bill on the way back.
Yes,
because Bill, if he plays, is going to mess with the Giants. And then we're going to be singing on Monday, Don't Mess With Bill.
If we lose, I may not come into work, bro.
On Monday?
Yeah.
I mean, you have taken quite a number of days off.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
Relax.
You weren't here yesterday. You weren't here for like a week and a half to celebrate your birthday.
It was just a week.
It was like a week and a half.
How was Vegas, by the way, since we're talking about time off?
Vegas was great. I missed 3 days.
No, you did not.
It
was a week.
It was not.
It was a week.
I flew out on a Wednesday morning. I was back by Sunday morning. What do you mean it was a week?
It was a week.
It was not a week.
What's up?
You missed the entire week and the Friday before.
No, I mean, I always miss Fridays.
Well,
though.
I know.
That's not because of a vacation.
I know. Trust me, the scoreboard that I have in the corner over here that you can't see tells me that you miss every Friday. But soon you'll be back, right?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. There you go. Attaboy. I look forward to it. Poor Mad Max. We drag him through the ringer every Friday. Guys, at the end of the week, the guy just wants to go home. And instead, he's got to deal with my dumbass. My guy Lenny the Legend earlier said to watch my language, that I've got a potty mouth. Athan in Annapolis points out that Bill is number 2 on the depth chart. And he says, I think he's out there. However, we have to always caution. That might be true. But that depth chart is unofficial. Just because it's listed that way does not mean it's going to be that way. Again, it could be, but we don't know. Everybody does something a little bit different. Actually, Lenny the Legend said, language, Russell. I don't even know what he was talking about. It was like 45 minutes ago. I might have said something bleeping or whatever. I never curse, but I do say, you know, like, I do say like a couple of borderline words, I guess. But I never actually curse on the radio. So I don't know what I said. So anyway, that's what I wanted to get to here before the bottom of the hour. Nikki, again, says 8-9. And The Athletics, again, says 8.8 wins. So if you round that up, that more means 9-8, but, you know, whatever. Is it possible that this team is sub-500 if Jaden plays most or all of the year? I don't think it is, even with the much upgraded schedule, the much upgraded quarterback and running back gauntlet, even with the bullseye and the expectations, even with the division being better, the Giants are better. I think the Cowboys are better even without Micah. The Eagles might be a slight tick back, but they're still good. The Commanders, you know, again, jury's out. They might be a better team, worse record. Is it possible that the Commanders, just answer that question alone. What would it take to go 8-9? And again, I'm removing the obvious caveat that Jaden Daniels gets hurt. Because if Jaden Daniels misses almost all of the year or gets severely hurt and has to miss 3/4 of the year or 2/3 of the year or half the year, Well, listen, Marcus Mariota can carry a little bit, but Marcus Mariota gets injured a lot, too. No guarantee that, and especially if he's got to play 7, 8, 9 games, that he's going to sustain that level that we've seen out of Marcus Mariota against Carolina and against Dallas in the second half of the season finale. No guarantee. So, again, removing the obvious caveat of Jaden Daniels getting hurt, that's how they could finish 8-9. I want to know from you, is 8-9 even semi-realistic? Is it real? Is it legit? I don't see it. But I will tell you this. I don't think it's that far off. I think it's very possible that this team could go 9-8. In my eyes, even with a healthy Jaden Daniels, because of the travel, because of the quick turnarounds, multiple quick turnarounds, because of the upgraded gauntlet of quarterbacks and running backs, because of the extra pressure, because they won so many one score, last minute, last second, last throw, last play of the game type games last year. I think it's possible. They play the two worst or the two best divisions, I should say, in the NFL, the NFC North, the AFC West. They play a second place schedule against other second place opponents. That counts, guys. There are lots of reasons why this Commanders team, in my opinion, is closer. I won't go to where Nikki went. In my opinion, it's closer to a 9-8 team than it is a 13-win team. Or even a 12-win team again. Is that me being negative? Probably in your eyes it is. But it's also me being realistic in my mind as I try and think through this. More on that in your calls and reaction coming up next. 301-230-0980. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we start with the Nationals, who are looking for the sweep. In action right now, 7-2, they lead the Miami Marlins. However, the Marlins do have the bases loaded with two out in the top of the fifth, so this game could get closer any second. And as we speak, the Marlins deliver a couple of runs, and it is now 7-4 in the top of the fifth inning here in the Navy Yard as the Nats look for a long-awaited sweep. Meanwhile, the Mets and the Tigers are tied 1-1, bottom of the fifth in Detroit. Coming up at 3:40, it's Texas-Arizona. Baltimore and San Diego get underway at 4:10 out at Petco in San Diego. Meanwhile, from the NBA, how about this? The LA Clippers reportedly skirted the NBA salary cap with a payment that owner Steve Ballmer reportedly is accused of making to circumvent the cap of $28 million to Kawhi Leonard for what is being called a quote-unquote no-show job. This, according to Pablo Torre, a podcaster, former ESPN contributor, he reported that the Clippers paid Leonard through a now-bankrupt company owned by Ballmer. Got to get more on this story coming up later on in the 3 o'clock hour as well. And the Jets fear that Elijah Vera Tucker, who's been oft injured, but is talented when he's actually on the field, mid first round pick a couple of years ago, in the final year of his rookie deal, that he is going to miss a significant amount of time, if not the entire season, due to a significant arm injury and surgery coming. Commanders on the practice field today as they prepare for the New York Giants Sunday at 1. Terry McLaurin and Brandon Coleman were expected to take a full load of practice reps, according to Dan Quinn, before practice. And that's what's trending. And I know we obviously bust on Linnell Chops for good reason, because he's very bustable on. Wow. Yeah. I did once say that. I knew that was going to come back to rear its ugly head. I saw AMAC get all giddy like a schoolgirl. He's just like, yeah, I'm going to screw with the big guy. I'm going to mess with him. All right, so that 30 years ago, that was language that I used that didn't mean what apparently you punks all think it means now.
Why are you so mad, bro? Why you got to be punks? You're the one who says
I'm going to Bryce Harper you. That's a clown question, bro.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. It just meant something different 30 years ago, 25 years ago. It just meant you could bust chops. That's it.
We got
that. I like to bust chops. I like to break balls, you know? As they used to say on 3rd and 33rd. You know? I got to change the Earl. Bust balls. Anyway. Doc Walker is going to join us at some point here as soon as he stops turning his back to me. Right now, I'm looking at Doc in the bullpen, but he's got his back turned to me. I don't know if that means that he's mad at me or he just doesn't want to see me. I don't know. Through the glass? I'm not sure. But Doc's going to join us for a little bit before 4 o'clock when he hosts Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. All right, good to have you with us. So Nicky Giavallo projects 8-9, 8.8 wins is what the Athletic says for the Commanders, and the verdict being just right. Now, 8.8, again, as I pointed out, is closer to 9 wins than 8 wins, but okay. Neither here nor there. She clarified and what have you on Kevin's show and said 8-9. That being said, listen, I think there's a chance this team could be 9-8. I don't think it's hard for me to see 8-9. Not impossible. It's hard for me to see 8-9. I would be really, really surprised. To me, it would take dramatic amount of injuries. Not maybe to Jaden, but maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 key guys. Zach Ertz misses half the year. Bobby Wagner misses half the year. Marshawn Lattimore misses half the year. And half the year might be generous. Laremy Tunsil misses 3/4 of the year. You get my point? I mean, we don't know. We have no idea. So for anybody to dismiss it and just say, that's preposterous, that's absurd, that's stupid, she doesn't know what she's talking about, this, that, and the other thing, please, give me a break. That's dumb on your behalf. Because you don't know. Nor does she, nor do I, what they're going to wind up with. Nobody had them as a 12-win team last year. Nobody. Oh, that's right. Linnell had them actually going 17-0. Because of their hand technique. But is 8-9 realistic? I don't think realistic, by the way I would define realistic. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. What would it take for them to be 8-9? Outside of the obvious, again, Jaden Daniels' division, a crippling injury to him. What's crippling? Well, I think we all know what's crippling. How about, I don't know, a high ankle sprain that knocks him out for 4 weeks? Possible. Could they go 8-9? Hells yeah, they could go 8-9. If he has to miss 4 weeks, they can go 1-4 during those 4 weeks. Nothing to say that they're not going to have other injuries, right? And again, a much tougher schedule. Much better opponents, much better quarterbacks, really good running backs. Maybe not much better, but really good running backs, especially during the first month of the season once you get out of week one. On top of that, more of a bullseye on your back, more expectations. Can't take this team lightly. Can you convert 19 of 22 on fourth down? Can you win 5 games on the last possession of the last play? Can you surprise people like you did last year? And the answer to for me, to all of that, is probably not. Could it? Maybe. But probably not. Could you be as healthy as you were last year, for the most part? You know, Terry was healthy all year. Zach Ertz was healthy all year. Bobby Wagner was healthy all year. Jaden Daniels was not healthy all year, but he played all year. He didn't miss any games. Now, others did, but I think you know what I'm talking about. They didn't have like some massive uncontrollable rash of injuries like some teams do and some teams have to deal with. And that might be the Commanders this year. So again, to dismiss 8-9 and say no chance, no way, absurd, she doesn't know what she's talking about, guys, that's crazy in my eyes. But I think I can be reasonably intelligent here and say I disagree with 8-9 and I could see, I mean, because we can no longer do 500. I could see 9-8. Is 8-9 a possibility? Yeah. It's like, I don't know, 5% possibility, something like that. 4% possibility, 3% whatever. But there's a chance, just like there's a chance it could be worse than 8-9. Do I think it will be worse than 8-9? No. Do I know? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, you guys know I bitch and moan about holiday games and short weeks like nobody else. This is what attracted my attention besides the 8-9 record projection to Nikki's analysis. Because I am smarter than most Bears out there. I think about things that you guys don't think about. And I am telling you that the schedule, the turnaround times, the lack of practice time, the lack of ability to get right or close to 100% will have, I believe, a dramatic effect on this team this year. Now, what does that mean? They won 12 games by the thinnest of margins last year. Could it mean 10 wins? Sure. Could it mean 9 wins? Absolutely. Could it mean 8 wins? Yeah, but not as likely in my eyes. I think it's much more likely that they're a 10 or a 9-win team than they are an 8-win team. And I know there's not a lot of difference, and the margins are razor thin, but that's just how I see it. Why do I think that? Well, again, Jaden is a big part of that. Having Terry back, adding Debo and Tunsil, I think the run defense is better. I know the secondary is better. I know the field goal kicker is better, even though he hasn't shown it yet. I have to hope that special teams as a whole does not cost them 2 or 3 games. It cost them 1 game last year, the Dallas home game. It did. It almost cost them an overtime win in Tampa Bay. It almost did. Clearly, they recognized it was a problem. But you have to hope special teams does not cost you. In, you know, every team probably loses a game every year because of special teams. But is it 2 or 3 games instead of 1? I have to hope, I have to count on that it's 1 instead of 2 or 3. And that could be the difference. Along with having 8 home games, 8 true road games, and a 9th on a neutral field with plenty of, but there's going to be plenty of Dolphins fans there too, I think. Right? That's not a hard trip for the Dolphins fans to make. You know, I'm sure they have a healthy fan base from Madrid, Barcelona, from Spain. Not a hard trip, not an impossible trip for them to make by any stretch. It's not like they're coming from Los Angeles, for God's sakes. So while I don't want to give my official prediction, I think you kind of see where I'm heading. It's not 8-9, but it could easily be 9-8. It could easily be 9-8. And again, their projected win total, according to The Athletic, is 8.8. And the verdict, it says, is just right. How much is the travel, the schedule, the turnaround, the logistics a worry spot for you? Nobody ever seems to care about this as much as I do. I'm right. I know I'm right. I don't even have to question whether I'm right. I'm right. How much is it for you? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, coming up this Sunday, 1 o'clock, Northwest Stadium, Giants and the Commanders. For whatever reason, when I just said Northwest Stadium, I was like, wait a second, did they change the corporate name again? I can't remember. No, it's still Northwest Stadium. On Sunday. I'll be, I'll be doing on Sunday. I'll be at Northwest Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I will be shaking hands.
Kissing babies.
Kissing babies. Taking pictures. For anybody that wants an autograph and a picture, you should come see me on the, let's call it the main concourse level at 9:30 in the morning. See, you don't get the joke in that, but I do.
Because you have to be there early.
No. Fans can't come in at 9:30 in the morning. No, but seriously, I will be doing national updates on Infinity Sports Radio, as I do each and every year. Three, four, or five, sometimes times an hour, depending on how close the game is in the 3 o'clock hour. Obviously, they do more if a game is really close back and forth. Not as much, but always three times. Starting at about 12:25, I will be on Infinity. Our national network, Odyssey, owns and operates, and they do a whip-around show on the radio where they go each and every game live and so on and so forth. And then I will be on with Jody McDonald at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, also on the Infinity Sports Radio Network at 9 p.m. as I'm driving home from not only Northwest Stadium, but then after Northwest Stadium, AMAC, I got to go and celebrate a Commander's win with my fraternity brothers over at American University. We have a business meeting at 7:30 that I have to, you know, hobnob with and make sure that the boys are in check. Man, and not doing too much hanky-panky.
I really can't wait till this game is over, honestly. It's been a long summer.
I mean, they only play another time after this.
Yeah. But it'll be like, I feel like the season would be so much easier with the win started off. Like, I just can't handle coming.
Remember where you do radio.
Yeah, that's what my whole point is. I can't, like, even if I come in, like, oh, we won. It's like I work with 30 other Commanders fans. Right. Like, shut up, you idiot. Like, there's no winning in this for me, but I think there will be
more
silence.
So are you rooting for the Giants to lose then?
No. With the Giants win, there will be more silence from you guys. Like, I can look at you and say, like, oh, what else do you have to say about my Giants?
You're not going to hear silence from me. You're going to hear criticism from me about a soft training camp, about a soft preseason.
That's a lot better than
you're going to hear.
Beating.
I told you so, because even though I might pick the Commanders to win straight up, I sure as hell am picking the Giants plus the 6.5.
But that's better than just like you guys winning and like, oh, you guys, I heard it last year. Like, I worked with Doc. I worked with Linnell during the weekends. It was it was tough coming in
here
sometimes.
The difference is Doc likes to bust chops. I'm straight up. I don't like to do that.
Please stop.
I like to take care of you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting a headache with the lies.
Lies?
Yes.
You think I like to bust chops?
You've said that out your mouth. This is not even just like you said.
Are you saying I'm not nice to you?
We got to go to break.
Are you saying that I'm mean?
Got to go to break.
These are probing questions that need to be answered. We got to go to break? Damn it. Can't answer them? Okay. I guess the jury will have to, I don't know, maybe deliver a random verdict. 301-230-0980, 301-2. Hopefully I don't piss anybody else off. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Always live on the Odyssey app, streaming live as well on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. The DOC will stop on by and say hello before Burgundy and Gold today at 4 o'clock. Stay with us.